Beyond the Mic with Sean Dillon.
We're joined on the star line by a cowboy you might have seen on Joe Millionaire for Richer or Poorer. His latest adventure is the McBee Dynasty, real life cowboys, Monday nights on USA, catch up on Peacock. We welcome Stephen McBee Jr.
Hey, how are y'all doing?
Absolutely great, Stephen. Let's go beyond the mic. There's plenty of drama being a cowboy. How much harder is it when you got a camera in your face?
It definitely adds another element of difficulty, to say the least. When you're dealing with wild animals, the cattle and bison, and also the row crop side of things, it's already unpredictable. So to put a camera on it, just adds another layer of difficulty.
As this story unfolds, like many family farms, your family is teetering between survival and disaster. How do you take this platform of the show and help others who may be struggling to survive and save farms and ranches?
Well, it's no secret. The farming and ranching industry is extremely, extremely tough, especially for family-owned operations. And so if we can bring awareness to what happens in small-town USA out here in these flyover states that the West Coast and East Coast don't really know anything about, I think just by getting viewers aware of what's going on out here will automatically help the industry as a whole. But beyond that, if we can bring some sort of change or improvement to the industry through our platform, that's just an additional benefit.
What gives you a passion on a daily basis on the ranch?
I would say whenever you wake up and there's a sunrise coming over the fields and you're driving through pastures that, there's new lives being born with each passing day on the ranch, and you're responsible for taking care of those animals or taking care of those crops, and understanding that the responsibility and the duty and obligation that comes along with it. It's a feeling that I can't really put into words or describe, but that alone is something so special that you don't really get in any other industry out there.
Stephen, how vulnerable is it for you having people see your best and sometimes your worst days?
Well, we definitely let it all out there on camera. There was not a single thing we hid. Obviously, if you watch the episodes, you can see we're not perfect by any means. We certainly have our flaws, but we wanted the audience to see our lives authentically and who we are as people in the realest way. And I think that, by doing that, we're more relatable. The audience can connect and feel us as humans rather than just on TV, like we're separated from reality. And this is what real life is like on the ranch. And it's tough. There are stressful days. There are so many days where we don't know how we're going to make it to the next week, how we're going to make it through payroll. And for the audience to be able to feel and see that happen across the screen, I think it just gives us that additional trust and authenticity with the audience.
Stephen McBee Jr. joins us from the McBee Dynasty, real life cowboys, Monday nights on USA, and you can catch up on Peacock for the Rocky Nate. Stephen, all this is eight random questions. Answer with the first thing that comes to your mind. There's no pressure.
All right, let's do it.
Which one of your brothers are you the closest with?
Ooh, it's a toss-up between Jesse and Cole. I can't pick between those two.
How about your favorite cut of steak?
I like a filet, medium rare.
At what age did you learn to fly a helicopter?
That would have been 24 years old.
What was the last Kansas City Chiefs game you saw in person, and did they win?
They played the Raiders in 2022, and yes, they did. That was in person. Obviously, I watched Super Bowl on TV, but that was in person.
I know you hate the word potential, but what word do you love?
I would say fulfillment is my favorite word.
Stephen, what was your first guitar, and do you still have it?
My first guitar was a Breedlove, and yes, I still do have it, actually. I still play it all the time.
How about the biggest fish you have ever caught?
Ooh, I have caught a 185-pound sturgeon up on the Snake River in Idaho.
Very nice. Do you like to ski or snowboard?
Snowboard all day long.
It's time for the back half with Stephen McBee Jr. from the McBee Dynasty Real Life Cowboys. Beyond the mic, what's the one thing you love doing on the ranch that people might not know you do?
Oh, I would say paddleboarding, actually. We have a lake there on the ranch. It's a 22-acre lake. And during the summers, one of my favorite things to do is right at sunset is to paddleboard around the lake. I leave my phone up and I just go around the lake endlessly for an hour and a half or 2 hours till the sun goes down. And that's a pretty relaxing thing that I like to do. It's a form of meditation, I guess you could say.
How has the show helped your family become stronger together?
We absolutely come out of any challenge stronger than we've ever been as a family, because we understand at the end of the day, we're all there to support each other. It's us against the world is how we view it. And there's so many headwinds in the farming and ranching industries. And without family, there's absolutely no way we'd be able to get through it all and continue to grind it out day after day.
Quote, everybody has 24 hours in a day. The difference between those that are successful and those that aren't is how they are utilized, unquote. You said that. So I want to know, how many hours do you sleep on a daily basis?
Well, I'm up at 4 a.m. every single morning, and I'm usually not going to bed till 9:30 or 10. So if I'm up and moving around, I am working in some form or fashion. So I like to try and fit in as many hours in the day as I possibly can.
Stephen, why was this project so important for you?
One of the main aspects that I wanted to push across with this show and this platform we've been given is to bring awareness to the farming and ranching industry. It is such a tough industry, and it's really the backbone of what America was built on. You think about really the establishment of our country and everything that has come over the last 100, 200 years, it all stemmed from farming and ranching. And I don't want to see that lifestyle go away. So if we can bring awareness to this industry and bring some sort of positive change or benefit to the industry to where these small town farmer and ranchers can figure out a way to make their business more profitable and save it for the next generation, that would be an end goal of mine, one of the main goals I have in bringing this show about.
We're going to sneak in a couple more with Stephen McBee Jr. What's the one thing you love to do to taunt your brothers?
I would say the number one thing I like to give them some trash talk over would be they like to think that they can run a piece of equipment better than I can, a tractor, brush hog, whatever it may be. I like to hop in there and show them how it's done. They think I can just run a computer, but I can do a lot more than that.
It's time for One Big Question with Stephen McBee Jr. from the McBee Dynasty Beyond the Mic. What's the biggest problem people don't understand about farm and ranching?
Say that unlike any other industry in the entire world, farming and ranching doesn't care what you have going on in your personal life. Doesn't matter if you have a dinner planned for 8 p.m. on a Friday night. Doesn't matter if you're dealing with the worst possible personal situation in your relationship or with family health matters. Those animals and those crops, they have to be taken care of, and you have to do it no matter what time of the day, what the weather is, how you're feeling. Responsibility and the duty and obligation that you have to that farm and ranch comes first.
Why should people watch the McBee Dynasty?
There's so many different dynamics in this show. It's truly Yellowstone meets Succession, meets Dallas, meets reality TV. And the greatest part about it, the thing that I'm most proud of, is there is not one single scene or one single thing about this show that is fake or scripted in any way whatsoever. It's as real and as authentic as it gets. It's our lives showcased to the world, and we're very, very proud of that. And I think that's what gives it this special quality to watch it. You can feel that authenticity.
He loves snowboarding, still has his first guitar, and wants you to watch the McBee Dynasty, Real Life Cowboys, Monday nights on USA, catching up on Peacock. Stephen McBee Jr., thanks for taking the time to talk with us today.
Thanks so much for having me. Really appreciate it.
And that, my friends, is a Beyond the Mic Shortcut. If you're enjoying these conversations, please check out another Beyond the Mic episode to find more actors, artists, and people you need to know. We'd also appreciate a like and subscribe on the Good Pods app.